Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a man's life, like his barn, needs a little repair once in a while to keep it from falling apart. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you today. We're glad you're studying with us from the Word of God. We do hope that our Bible study will be a profit and that each of us will know more about the Word of God as a result of our study. Let's get back to our study, and we were looking at Mark 12, beginning with verse 18, reading through verse 27, you have the account of some who were Sadducees coming to the Lord with a question, not sincere. Of course, they were not sincere because they didn't even believe in the resurrection. But they were asking questions about the resurrection. Why were they asking questions along this line? Well, Jesus knew about that, and he said to them, "You don't know the scriptures." Now, I realize a lot of people become offended when you point out to them that they don't know the scriptures. The reason being that they just don't study to learn what the scriptures say. There's a passage in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 that I want you to consider for a few moments. The passage says, "Study," or some translations give it, "give diligence, that you make your calling and election sure. You study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The Bible is a book that has to be properly handled in order to understand it. And yet there are many people who don't study their Bible at all, and they expect men and women to converse with them about the scriptures when they don't know the scriptures. It's not because they're incapable of knowing them. It's just because they don't study. The Bible then has to be properly divided or properly used. If we were to make the first major division in the Bible prominent, we would divide it into the Old Testament, and then the second division would be the New Testament. The Old Testament begins with the book of Genesis and ends with the book of Malachi. It was a law given to the Jewish people in time gone by. The New Testament begins with the book of Matthew and goes through the book of Revelation. It is a book that is written, or a division, written primarily for Jew and Gentile alike. So it is a new covenant, while the other is the old covenant. Now, to show you that I'm not just making that distinction on my own, Paul reasons in the Hebrew letter about the old covenant and the new. Do you remember Hebrews 9 and verse 15? "For this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament." In the 8th chapter, he pointed out the fact that the old covenant would be taken out of the way. "I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the former covenant that I made with your fathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt." Can you see in these passages that there are two divisions to the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament? Look what confusion is existent when people try to make both covenants apply to us today. Sometimes people get in situations like this. I hear people reasoning, "Well, the Bible says that David used instruments of music in his worship to God. Therefore, it is all right in the New Testament for us to use instrumental music." Well, they don't stop to reason that whatever David did was under a different covenant. But would it also follow, if David did it, therefore it's right for the new covenant, would it also follow that the animal sacrifices of the Old Testament are right for the New Covenant today because David did it. You see, if we turn back and take what David did under the Old Covenant and make it a part of the New Covenant today, we would be observing animal sacrifice. How many of you think that we ought to be observing animal sacrifice in our worship to God today? I really don't know of anybody who would think that's the situation. Yet, if the fact that it was stated in the Old Testament makes it all right for New Testament worship, then we would be doing that in our worship today. So, it takes a proper division. Can you see the confusion that arises when we don't divide between the Old Testament and the New? Well, we need to study the Bible systematically. It's amazing to me how that a person would study a lesson book for some other subject and believe that it has to be handled in a very careful way. But when they come to the Bible, that care seems to be thrown out the window. Let me illustrate. If a person wants to study mathematics, suppose he would say, "I think today I'll just let the book fall open wherever it falls open, and that's where I'll begin my study. Well, tomorrow I'll let it fall open again, and if it falls open at a different place, that's where I'll study." How long would we be able to make any sense at all out of math? What about studying the history book this way? Suppose we pick up the history book and just let it fall open, and sure enough, it's talking about the Civil War. Well, tomorrow we let the book fall open, and it's talking about the Second World War. Then we scratch our heads and begin to wonder, how is it that the generals' names are different? These are two wars, and if they all fit together, then the generals ought to be the same generals. You see what kind of foolish confusion comes by not properly dividing? Imagine a person who would pick up a history book and start reading from the back. That's what people do with the book of Revelation. I hear people frequently, they want to know more about the Bible, and they say, "Preacher, I can't understand the book of Revelation." They've never read from the beginning, they read from the back of it. Very obviously, this leads to all kinds of confusion. In our study tomorrow, I'd like to suggest something that might help in our properly dividing the Bible. Please be with us at that time. In the meantime, we'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you